President, have you seen, gotten a copy of the cable that Swidler is sending you, showing you what he's done in terms of following out your directive?
No.
I just had Califano's office dictate a copy to me. He's summarizing some of the things he's done, taken in accordance with your directive, and I thought it'd be a good piece to put out. In accordance with your directive, investigate the cause of the power breakdown which occurred today. The Federal Power Commission has taken the following steps thus far tonight. One, a telegram has been sent to all the major companies involved requesting that they assemble the relevant facts as to the impact of the interruption on their systems and the steps taken to restore service. Two, a group of electric power systems operation experts from various private and public power systems throughout the country will meet in Washington for tomorrow to help plan the details of the investigation. Three, I've been in communication directly with...
Now back off. Let's get that one and two and three going a little fast.
One, a telegram has been sent to all the major companies involved requesting that they assemble the relevant facts as to the impact of the interruption on their systems and the steps taken to restore service. Two, a group of electric power system operation experts from various private and public power systems throughout the country will meet tomorrow in Washington to help plan the details of the investigation. Three,
I wonder who that is.
Sir?
Wonder who that is.
I don't know. Probably technicians like Bell Laboratory. Three, I have been in communication directly with the Attorney General and the Secretary of Defense to assure continuing liaison. Four, the Federal Power Commission staff team has been dispatched to the operating offices of the various systems involved so that we can be fully informed on the steps taken to locate the faults which precipitated the breakdown service. Four, another staff team has been dispatched to the operating offices of Con Edison in New York so that we may keep in touch with the officers of that company. The restoration of service. The Commission is now at work planning additional steps necessary to carry out your directive, and I will keep you fully informed.
Good. All right.
All right, sir.
Call and release it, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, what else has come out? I told you I talked to Wagner.
Yes, sir, and I've already put that out. I'm keeping the transcript for this and sent that to you every morning. Charles Ebley, President of Con Ed, just told Hornig that power is beginning to come back to Westchester now from the north. Brooklyn has power from its own two stations, and they expect power in Manhattan in about 2 hours, although, as I told Hornig, that they've been wrong with these estimates before, and I think we ought to stop putting out their specific predictions of when it'll come back on.
All right, so Hornig, California, give you anything else?
No, sir, just talk to you, but that's all.
Are they reasonably content there?
Seem to be, yes, sir. I did just talk to the Attorney General, who said that New York Power Authority people believe that it's a problem somewhere about 100 miles between Rochester and Clay, New York, along two lines carrying the main source of power. That the only way to track it is manually, that is to walk up and down it, and they are starting that immediately. What we're not going to put out is the fact that FBI agents are walking with them to see if they can locate anything. That if they haven't found the point of irritation by sunrise, they will use helicopters.
How's the weather?
Sir?
How's the weather?
I didn't ask them.
You know, there might be not flying weather, you see.
Yes, sir.
I'm thinking about going down to John's ranch with him in the morning. He's coming up here and visit. And I think I'll go down there and visit. It's down below San Antonio. Now, I don't want to attract any attention. Don't want them to know it. If this is all right, I'll go.
I wouldn't say anything.
If not, I won't. And, of course, I'm liable to run into somebody down there that recognizes us.
Will you just be on the ranch?
Yep. And I'll have a unit. Constant communication. And have phone. Things of this kind.
I think you certainly deserve the right to do that, and I wouldn't do it without saying it. However, if anybody should see, I think then we should just confirm that you did fly down there and visited with them and flew back. But I'm not going to say anything to anybody, including my staff.
I think that's right. And what I would do is, I think I'd just say, oh, yes, from time to time, he visits the Governor of Con Ed, and the Governor of Con Ed visits him. He's
I think we can handle that.
Okay, are they about ready to go to bed down there?
No, sir. They're going to wait and see if they'll be staying up for quite a while, see if we get anything on how it happened. NBC's got a piece on right now on TV.
What's it saying?
That's Brett McGee's on. He just talked about your memory, about your instructions to Swindler and how you're keeping up on information. Now talk about elevators.
Okay.
Okay.